Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 122, recorded on February 24th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland. I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fortin. Oops. With reverb.
Drop that reverb.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Shaft Podcast.
More exciting than a barrel full of fish eating polar bears.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not as exciting as a barrel full of Chris W2K5.
What?
Hello.
Oops. Your neighbors to the south, I'm Chris W2K5E. I'm from Canadiaville.
Yeah, he's way up there.
What's this about?
He's way up there with the polar bears.
Yeah. This is all about, eh? Yeah. I live with Eric's family now.
Yes? How's right. I was raised by polar bears.
How's Brian Boitano doing? You guys know, everybody knows each other up there, right?
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's looking after my pet beaver while I'm on the show today.
Super!
Excellent.
You gotta keep it away from all the mooses.
Yeah,
stupid Mises.
Mises.
Oh, yeah. So we also have some in-studio guest. Ben's birthday today, so he dropped on by.
Yes.
You want to say hi?
Hello, everybody.
So big old happy birthday. We ended up giving him we're kind of losers, so all we had was this autographed Wondercraft photo.
Yeah, right, all we had was this gorgeous signed picture from Wondercraft. That's all we had.
I was joking. It's good. And speaking of, well, we'll get to that in the news, but some cool Wondercraft news, I think, we'll get to later. It's awesome. We love Sam Cube.
Yeah.
So we appreciate everything he does for us.
So, Chris, do you qualify yourself as a streamer or a YouTuber?
No, it's kind of neither one, really. I just do them randomly. It's not like I have a set schedule like most of them do. It's just, you know, whenever I feel like streaming or putting up a video, I throw one up. I kind of sort of started a mini series called 2K Tutorials. Mm-hmm. It's only got two episodes up right now. One of them is showing how to disable Greg Tech and Feed the Beast. And the other one is showing how to install Optifine in Feed the Beast.
Nice.
Excellent.
What's the next one coming out? What you got working on?
You know, I think I might be doing installing Forge IRC for the people who do stream and want to have the chat in-game. I'm actually working on my game, but I got to go back and remember how I did it.
Yeah, I'll watch that one.
Yeah, I will too. I will take that information and use it.
You can get more of Chris W2K5 on some of our videos too. We play with Chris a lot late nights. We have this Skype call that stays open like for months now. It's just like it's you and High on Definition and That Alice and Bitburner, Pixel Popper,
Afro Monkey,
Rapid Ninja 42.
So you messed up. Anyway,
Bebop
naming people.
Bebop Vox got pulled in this week.
Yeah, we pulled people in randomly. But so Chris is kind of one of our regular gamer buddies, and we played like what was it, like Air Buccaneers and
everything, anything you can think of. We'll
Chivalry,
play.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. Good times.
You know what else is good stuff?
What is?
All of our sponsors.
Sponsors?
And if you want to sponsor the show, you can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor and sponsor the show. We've got some individual sponsors this week. The first one here is *90100.
Who says, all I would like to say is butter or cake? Which one is better?
Butter or cake.
I'm watching The Shaft right now with Dan 200.
And we have one here from an individual who did not leave a message. So if you something happened and the message didn't get to us, send it to us, and we'll redo it. But Conclavador, we thank you.
Conclavador!
And Tripstore, who says...
Hey, guys, can you please have the guest give tips on how to be successful on YouTube? My username is TheClayCast, by the way.
That was sneaky.
Stereo.
We've got some server sponsorships here. Once again, Moochies, who says, get a free game. No joke. They're doing a giveaway to one subscriber. Just go to bit.ly/gamegive and watch the video. And that's bit.ly/gamegive.
And we also have The Watershed. This is a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with townie, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more, including all of the homeless refugees from the Shaftlands.
Mm-hmm. And I might have forgotten this one last week, so we're going to give an extra week at the end here. But LordBones.com, who does weekly Minecraft videos this week, the finale of the Buewa Field, and the legend of the space Marine, as always, cinematic content, which we love that, so I'm sure you'll love it too.
And then lastly, we have Pool Shark Wizard, our good friend, who says, hello, my fellow YouTubians. Subscribe for new FTB Block Party videos every Sunday at youtube.com, The Pool Shark Wizard.
Yeah, he's been up and at it on the block party, more so than Wes.
I think we're tied. I think we each have 9 Block Party episodes.
Yeah,
that's sweet. Wow.
And you play tons of FTB, Chris.
Yeah, I used to. Me and Alice are sharing kind of a little area on the Block Party, and after we kind of got it set up, when it turned into less building and more taking care of the machines, it kind of got eh. So I kind of pop in once in a while, see if anything's blown up yet. And what is Brent doing?
He is signaling that the headphones are not working. Are they working now?
Looked like he was searching for a force field or something.
Swatting bees.
Yeah.
So when did you first get into Minecraft? What's the history there? How long have you been playing?
Well, I first got into Minecraft, I was watching G4 Tech TV. And they were talking about something on there. I honestly don't remember what, but they mentioned that they have a server. So me and my buddy Cepheus Draco, he's supposed to be watching. He better be, otherwise I'm going to go to his house and, you know. Anyway, I mentioned it to him, and first we started off with the free, you know, you can only do creative mode. So we started off with that, and then I thought, well, in order to do a server, you have to buy it, and it's only $20 at the time. So I thought, yeah, I'll do that. And then we started getting into it a little bit, and then I kind of branched off into the community more, and here I am.
Nice. Now you're on the shaft.
Yeah. I'm on the shaft, yeah.
So okay. I'm in those doldrums of where you're just maintaining machines. But I almost have so many things now in FTB that, like, I don't think I'll need to maintain them anymore. I could blow them all up, and I will still have everything I need to make stuff.
So if you design the machines, if you put them in order and you put them down, you're an engineer, I guess, right? But if you just maintain them, you're an operator. Okay, yeah. So you're an operator right now, or a technician maybe?
Yeah, I'm a FTB technician.
There you go. Just dial 0 and we'll get you.
But you do need to log on and look at Quarry World. It's turning into Swiss cheese very quickly.
Is that another old person joke? Dial 0. Like, does anybody get dial 0 anymore?
Oh, do you get it?
Ben gets it. So
how old is Ben? How old are you now again? 10. Okay. 10. So it's not an old man joke, per se.
Speaking of old jokes, our journeys.
And this is an old man joke?
Yeah, how is that an old man joke?
Because it's about a bunch of old men
who went on a journey.
All our journeys pretty much kind of coincide, I think, this week, besides Wes's FTB stuff and Eric's. Well, you've got an album. I'll let you talk about that, but you didn't put it in the show notes because you're a goober.
Oh, yeah.
But we did a Galel premiere on Friday night.
Which was a lot of fun.
Had a lot of fun.
Premiere and
apparently
everything.
The 90,000 views we thought we were going to get on it were all streaming and watching it and didn't actually go watch it on YouTube.
Yes.
Though, so. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe. Last we checked, we had 3K views on it. I was like, wait a minute.
I think maybe they were trying to keep it at 2,500 to fit with our guest, maybe.
Oh, maybe. That very well could be true.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping.
So you can blame it on the Canadian then.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's some Canadian YouTube math going on there.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's kind of what we've been doing, trying to figure out what we want to do next. I think we're going to do the toy box after the show today, if everybody has time.
Ron Smalik's map. Well, the Harlem Shake happened last week. It's super old news now, but that did like better than any video has ever done on our channel, ever.
Ever.
It like beat out In Search of Diamonds within seconds.
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I mean, it did really well, which is kind of embarrassing, but kind of nice too at the same time. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody got to see me dance.
That's what they like on our channel. They don't like Tunnels Through Time or FTP.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do from now on, just Harlem Shake versions, just different versions.
Yeah.
We've got next one. I think people are going to run in and stab Wes, and we're going to call it the Harlem Shake.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Harlem Shake.
And then we'll all just sit there crying. It'll be the Harlem Shame.
Yeah,
I like this new series idea.
You like it?
It's great. Yeah,
and we'll use the same song that we'll make sure we get no revenue off of it.
Yeah, that's right. Also, we were on the Mindcrack podcast and had a great time.
Oh yeah,
a lot of fun.
We got Vintage Beef to agree to be on the show. We twisted his arm on there, and so he'll be on. In March, I forget the date, but it's on the calendar, so check it, theshaftpodcast.com.
Yeah. And everybody else on the podcast had already been on the show. We had Paws, Good, and Badge.
Yeah.
And they had all been on the show. We're like, oh, Beef, we need you. So we're going to get him.
Etho agreed to be on the show, too.
Etho, sweet. Yeah, and show his face. So that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so just keep coming back every week, and you'll see when it will be.
That's right. Thing that made me... remember it, the first topic of that show was Harlem Shake and how they're starting to not sue everybody, but take everybody's monetization, take all the ad money from all those videos and soak it up. So
yeah,
that's kind of like, oh.
So we're pondering taking our Harlem Shake video down just because.
Yeah, and the joke's over, you know, and if they do pull it, then that causes a strike on your account.
Yeah,
and YouTube strike's not a good thing, so might want to pull those. I'm just saying.
Yeah, eventually, sometime. And of course, we've got our. I don't know if everybody saw these last week, but we've got our toys from Mind Toys sent us. We talked about them a lot more last week, but if you missed it, you can get a $5 discount using the coupon code The Shaft. So head on over to Mind Toys. .com and get your own. They can make it of whatever one you want.
Yeah.
Make it for a friend. Perfect for a gift.
Gift. Also, so I've been working on this music project for 2 years, not concurrently. I mean, just you know,
solid years.
When I could get the time and finally put it out. It's called Art of Dreaming, and it's an album that I made. It has four different vocalists. Let's see, Steffi Vila, Danny Clare, and Kate Lessing. And it's really cool. I mean, check it out if you're into electronic, kind of ambient, kind of liquid kind of stuff like that. And it's on Spotify, too.
If you like Minecraft Universe, if you like that song, it's on there.
Minecraft Universe is on the album as well.
And Nova Bombs.
Nova Bombs. Yeah, there's a couple that I already made music videos for, and I'm working on an episode or a video for Frozen People, which is track 5. So go check that out. Yeah, yes.
And if you want to, you can check it out on Spotify, too.
Yeah, it's on Spotify and audio. Yeah. And those support the artists, too, so it's not like you're stealing it by listening to it on Spotify. It's still a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you can listen to all of our stuff on Spotify. Just search for Dead Workers Party.
Yeah, the after show.
What have you been up to, Chris?
Nothing, really. I recently got into watching Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
I've been watching TV.
Oh, no, I've been trying to kind of think of what kind of tutorials to do.
So everybody head over to Chris's page on YouTube and leave him a tell him what you want him to do.
Yeah.
The next tutorial. What are you wanting to know in Feed the Beast? He'll teach you.
I'll find out how to do it, and then I'll let you know.
He probably already knows how to do it, just like I know how to do this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So we've got a sponsor.
Okay. We do have a sponsor. Since we actually have a... our sponsor, Loot Crate. You can go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers, and with the coupon code DEAD, D-E-A-D, you can get $3 off. We've been showing you what they give us.
Yeah.
This week, I'm opening the pack of stickers and buttons.
Because
we haven't shown it. Like, we're just like, it's just stickers. It's actually a bunch of stickers. I mean, it's five stickers. You want anybody hold them in front of the cameras? And some buttons. And the buttons went bye-bye.
Some butons.
But that's okay, because what we're going to do right now is one lucky winner who's following us in the stream. I'm going to hit this button here that has gone away. There used to be a button here, I swear, that said giveaway.
Used to be a button.
I think it's on the old... There we go. I hit old. Okay. Now there it is. Giveaway. So I'm going to click giveaway and roll the dice.
Roll that dice.
Need
some fanfare?
I'm going to uncheck the moderators.
I'll give you some kazoo.
Or no, I'll put the moderators in there. They deserve it too. And roll the dice. Oh, sorry. They are not following us. So.
Oh, no.
Should I name who's not following us? Or should I just...
No, just let it go. We'll
name it. So if you're not following, I'm going to have to roll the dice again.
Roll it again.
So I'm sorry if you weren't following us. That's... Oh, Aztec Consulting.
Really?
Aztec, if I'm going to write you a message, if you could respond back with your address. I actually have the envelopes right here already self-addressed and stamped. And you actually also will get a Dead Workers Party sticker and a Shaft sticker along with that. And we will mail this out tomorrow. So I wanted to make sure that I could just drop it in the mail and not have to be like a year away. And so next week, be in the chat. We'll give away another one. Ooh, thank you. You found a
football. Sure you're following them.
And make sure you're following, because someone would have had the sticker pack, but they were not following. And next week, we'll give out another sticker, maybe two. So anyway, that's lootcrate.com/deadworkers, and use DEAD to get $3 off. Now, in the news.
In the news.
Minecraft 1.5 is coming in March. The Redstone update is being called. It's scheduled to release in early March, according to a tweet from Jeb late Saturday evening. With about 2 weeks to go until release, it remains to be seen if Mojang will be able to finish off their optimization of the lighting engine, an early version of which had been unsuitable for release into a snapshot. Now, Astragali can't think of anything else to pad out what was a single tweet from Jeb. Pandas. Globule. Prestidigitation. Okay, he's stopping now.
That's prestidigitation. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, you did a good job of it, too.
It's magic. Sleight of hand. Prestidigitation.
Why is that a word?
Why is this called magic or sleight of hand?
Because sleight of hand is the slang term for it.
The factoid. The walking factoid is back.
Yeah. Interesting.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm going to do this next one.
And now you know.
Yes.
Knowing is half the battle. Red lasers, blue lasers.
Prestidigitation.
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 Sounds like something digital.
Yeah. So Minecraft 1.6 is going to have new mobs. Changes. Sweet. And it's going to have changes to health and damage. And this is despite Mojang having previously said they had no plans to introduce new mobs. Jeb tweeted last Wednesday that there will indeed be new mobs in 1.6. Additionally, he's considering making some radical changes to health and damage systems. And I think we kind of hinted at this last week or something.
Yeah.
That there's going to be to reduce randomness with assigning damage to players. And he's going to enable mobs to inflict 0.5 damage rather than flipping a coin to choose 0 or 1.
Huh. That's cool. Wow.
So,
neat.
I think that's kind of cool.
So, okay. Mob predictions. I think they're going to add penguins to the snowy biomes. That's my prediction. What is yours, Wes?
I think that's a good one. Go ahead.
Okay, Ben, what's your prediction?
I think the mobs that they were Notch talked about when he's still working on the game, like, he wanted fish, whales, and I think he wanted a red dragon that could fight in the overworld, I'm pretty sure.
I don't predict a dragon. I don't think they're gonna go there.
Yeah. No more dragons.
However, like, maybe something in the sand biome too. Like
sandworms.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I like what Ben just said. Mummies.
Mummies?
We have zombies, but we don't have mummies. And great for the, what should we call it? The temple stuff they have there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they'll finally add birds.
Cirque watched? Circe watched? Says dinosaurs. Spulicus cactus monsters. That's cool. Toxic Cun says poop monsters. Let's see what else we got. Mongolian death worm. That's cool. Commodore.
Maybe the farther you go north, the more beavers and moose there will be.
Commodore, you're probably the only person I've ever met who knows about the Mongolian death worm.
Oh, yeah, Firefox, if the penguins have bow ties, I'm in. Nice.
So, but do you think they're talking about non-killing you mobs or both?
I think it's going to be a friendly mob since they just added witches and withers and all that stuff. And yeah. I think they're going to go passive now, maybe.
I think they're going to more damaging because why mess with the damage mechanics if not a damage?
Oh, that could be mob. A clue. Oh,
good point. Good point.
Yep.
So, like, deadly, like, death ray penguins.
Yes.
Yes.
Sharks with laser beams attached to their heads.
Yeah. Polar bears.
Polar bears.
Polar bears.
Yeah, that would actually be a good one.
Polar bears in our underwears.
Yeah.
Ben says land sharks.
Eating egg worms. Egg rolls with worms.
With lasers on their heads. Okay, next we have Minecraft 1.6 plan to have new mobs. Oh, that's not.
Yeah.
Minecraft Marathon's record-breaking event. Mark, IRL,
Pro.
And company have been. Can I continue, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mark, IRL, and company have been hosting another one of their Minecraft Marathon events for Child's Play, and Minecrafters worldwide have been helping to smash last year's total. In fact, at least $5,000 was raised before the event even started, which helped towards setting a new record only 6 hours into the stream. So far, they've reached over $30,000, and fun and games continues over at MinecraftMarathon.org until 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. So check out if you want to give some money to the Child's Play. It's a great cause. Head over there and do so. You'll be able to watch us on Monday or whenever we put the show out anyways, so don't be afraid.
And that was a fun marathon too. They did the world record thing where, you know, they just piled in people. They had 1900 people on a server before it crashed.
I was on there.
Oh yeah, you
were you on there too?
Yeah. I was on there. I got a couple people tweeting pictures of them standing next to me. It's like, hey, I saw you on the server. I ran around, I saw a Basher.
I didn't see,
I knew that, like, Seth, and I heard there was some people on there, Cap Sparkles, but, I mean, there's so many people, I was running around trying to see names, and that was hard.
Well, and speaking of Mark and IRL, he's going to be on next Friday.
Sweet.
And which is some other news, we're doing a March Madness of our own. We're going to be doing Friday night shows instead of Sunday nights all throughout March to kind of see how it goes and shake things up. And of course we've got PAX at the end of March, so we don't know when the show will happen that week, if it will.
I think it also means that, you know, the show will still be released on Mondays on both YouTube and iTunes, but just recorded on Fridays. So if you're here in the chat room, make some adjustments to your life.
Hey, and I saw Firefox is in the chat. Firefox is going to PAX, I believe.
Yay!
So we'll definitely hook up and, talk. Yeah. See what's going
Minecraft
on.
Minecraft Marathon currently has raised $33,360.33. Top donor, mcprohosting.com.
.com.
Nice. .com. Yep. Wow. That's really awesome.
Isn't it, though?
Also, more money has been raised. The second annual Mojam, or Mojam, I think is how they pronounce it in the birdless country of Sweden, results in pizza wars and endless nuclear kittens. Mojang did so well with last year's I can't even say it now, Mojam event that they decided to hold another one this year with more teams than before. For 78 hours, programming teams from Mojang, Oxeye, Wolfire, Grapefruit, Ludosity and Vlambeer frantically bashed out code, graphics, and music to make cool games in aid of Block by Block and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And although the event is officially over, you can still donate until March 2nd and get the Mojam bundle, with titles including Nuclear Pizza Wars, Endless Nuclear Kittens, and Wasteland Kings. Sounds like there was a theme this year. The total is over $457,000 compared to last year's $460,000. As a consequence of the Mojam event, there was no new Minecraft snapshot this week, just in case you thought someone had forgotten to put it into the news again.
So
these comments, they just sneak up in there. Yeah. Bam.
So I'm not sure about all of the different teams, but I know for a fact that Mojang is also releasing source code for their games. So if you're a bundle purchaser or a donator, then you'll get the source code. But I'm kind of excited about Nuclear Pizza Wars because I watched Jeb write that from nothing. Like, he started streaming, you know, and it pings my phone, you know, hey, Jeb's streaming. I pop in there. It's like 50 people in there for like a few hours.
Yeah.
As he's just starting it off, you know, builds a circle and it, you know, made a function for the camera. And, you know, it was just starting off. So it was like nobody really knew what was happening. And then he just slowly fleshes it out. And now it's like a very delicious looking pizza in outer space floating around and aliens attacking it. It's really cool. Like, and like cheese bubbles, you know, start getting up and you have to attack them, and then yeah, an item drops and stuff. And anyway,
you're making me hungry.
I know. Yeah. I want pizza.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Speaking of pizza, Sam Cube has been commissioned by Jinx. It appears that Sam Cube's reputation has been preceding him because Jinx asked him to come up with a couple of Minecraft designs for their t-shirts. Details are still sketchy at the moment. Sam says that they're mostly brainstorming for now, but he's promised to provide updates as and when he gets them. Here's hoping that something wonderful comes from this. In the meantime, Sam tweeted out a pic today which shows off one of his scrap designs, and it really looks cool. Like, so I can't wait to see what shirt they come up with in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the end. Maybe it'll be in the end.
The shirt's cool because the front of it is like daytime Minecraft and all the characters, and then you look at the back of the shirt and it's just nighttime.
And it says monsters here.
Yeah,
and it's full shirt graphics. Yeah. I don't know if maybe Eric was speculating maybe that's why it was scrapped, and I could see that too as like being too expensive or whatever, but I would love a shirt like that.
Do you think he was going to draw the monsters in, or do you think the monsters here text was going to be there?
I'm pretty sure he was going to draw them in.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been kind of cool, though, if it was just like monsters here.
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
I think it would have.
Yeah. Well, maybe the listeners will let us know what they think.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah.
And it's time for another segment with another sponsor. And this week it's Audible, audibletrial.com/theshaft. And you can get your own free book and free month to try it out, see if you like it. And it helps us out. So head on over to audibletrial.com/theshaft. I'm still, I'm on the third. There's four files in the book I'm reading, and each one's about eight hours long. And I'm on the third one, so I still have one after this, and it's a good book. Good book. Nice.
What book is it?
It is the final book in the Wheel of Time series.
Yeah. Wheel of Time.
Do you remember the name of it, though?
I should, because it was... It's like, I don't know. It's like listening to an album, so like, oh yeah, track three is my favorite.
Yeah.
Right, like, I don't know the name of the damn thing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter most of the time.
So we got an email from the Death Dazzler who says, I'd just like to say congrats on the most amazing podcast out there. In the time between episodes of The Shaft, I listened to Core Elements and even to Control Point. I have been a listener for over a year now, and I even went back and listened to all the episodes I had missed.
You missed episodes?
Wow. Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Oh, must have been
mad at him. For shame.
Gah. Anyway, you keep me entertained daily, cycling to and from work and washing the dishes. I hope I don't run out of old episodes to listen to from all your network. Seriously, guys, keep up the good work on this and future podcasts and keep them coming.
Awesome.
Well, we like podcasting.
Well, I wonder if he'll like our new podcast.
Oh. So we're going to do it next Friday night?
Sure. If I can get out of it. If I can get here.
If you don't have a baby popping out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, Wes is going to have a new baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess that's really all about that. We'll let you know more details. It's in the works. It's a plan, but it's going to be a new podcast by us. So, and we're all three hosting.
The Galel cast. No. Yeah. No, I will tell you now, it is not the Galel cast.
No.
Brothers!
That would be...
You sparked something new that you should have never touched on.
My father told me I had a co-host named Eric Fullerton and Brent Copeland.
But I did not believe. We could record it once and every week put out the same show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do, I know we've been neglecting calls, but you know, at the end of the show, we give out the phone number and everything, and you can call in and leave voicemail for us, and we will play it on the show eventually. So let me go ahead, and we're going to play this call about solar systems.
Hello, Dead Workers Party. This is Anders 1319 calling in for listener contributions. So, if every planet in our solar system were made up of Minecraft blocks, what blocks would they be made of?
Cheese blocks.
Cheese blocks.
The moon would be made out of sponge.
Not what?
Because it looks kind of like
cheese.
Yeah,
I like the sponge. Sponge, totally.
I don't know. The moon would have to be made of gravel.
Snow.
Yeah. Snow. Uranus made of...
Ice.
Icebox.
Yeah.
Because Uranus is cold?
Mercury's
not
made
right
of...
now.
Mercury's nether brick.
Nether brick?
Nether rack, pardon me. Mercury. Not nether brick.
Oh, wait, no, that would be Mars. This is a red planet.
Yeah, but no, it's not hot enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go for the red cobblestone that you get from the Red Mountain.
Ooh, yeah, that's
for
a good
Mars.
One. Okay, okay. How about Earth? Is made of... grass, water, and dirt.
And air.
And air blocks.
Air blocks. Invisible blocks. Yeah. Whatever.
And sun's made of lava. It's pretty self-explanatory,
go with,
really.
Moon blocks for the moon.
Moon blocks. This is sponge. Sponge.
I'm just going moon blocks.
Moon blocks. A block that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just got an email from Raptor. One of my friends now outranks me in Super Meat Boy.
No!
No! Anyway, well, I don't know. What else? Jupiter would be made of sandstone? Sure.
Sure. That's good. Saturn's rings is made out of Chris's face.
Soul sands.
Soul sand?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Where's this? How about just sheep?
Sheep?
Made out of wool.
Made out of sheep?
Wool blocks.
Oh. Pluto. Rings. Pluto is made of sheep.
Pluto's a dog.
Pluto's... a dog? Yeah, that's right. It's not a planet. It's a sheep. Yeah. It's just a pile of sheep.
Okay, so from Wolfstorm. In school, we are going through a debate section. Guess what it is?
Let's see. A debate about polar bears. Gotta be.
Yeah. Is it
polar bears.
Is it about which kind of grass to grow in a Zone 7 climate?
No. It's Minecraft becoming a permanent subject in schools. Unfortunately, I've been called to be the anti-Minecraft side of this all. Since we are all Minecraft supporters here, mind giving some points about why we shouldn't play Minecraft? Then again, you can make fun of this question because who doesn't like Minecraft?
Video games rot your brain, kid! And you'll shoot your eye out. And, no, but... There is something to be said for the whole idea that if we get too much virtual stuff going on, we'll lose like social interaction. There's something a little bit there. I don't agree with it, but you know, you can kind of run with that.
Ben says it's addicting, so you need to.
I don't know though, because that is a form of being social. I mean, just interacting with another being is being social, right?
Yeah.
I mean. But like, okay, so when you're awake, it's reality, right? And your brain knows that you're talking to other people, and therefore it's social, blah, blah, blah. Well, when you're asleep and you're talking to other people, that also is social, right? It doesn't matter if you're conscious or not. It's what your brain tells you to believe, right?
Yeah.
Am I getting too deep here?
Well, it sounds like the line in The Breakfast Club.
Social.
When he goes, I'm in math club. That's social. He goes, demented and sad, but social.
So I just don't see how playing video games couldn't be social and couldn't help your social skills.
If you only played on a single world.
Well, there you go. So, it's not social because you're not interacting with another human or another being. I mean, you could be social with a dog, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's being social, but not a computer. Like, you can't be social with a computer because there's no life form there.
Okay, the debate isn't why should you play Minecraft or not. Why? Wait.
Yeah, we went off topic.
Why Minecraft should be taught in schools.
Right. And they actually asked the wrong question, I think. Mike gave some points on why we shouldn't play Minecraft, but really it's Minecraft becoming a permanent subject in schools. Well, because what happens in 20 years...
Well, I mean, when they say permanent, I mean, it's not like it'll be enshrined forever in the annals of learning. You must learn to right-click even though there are no mice anymore. It's all done with Google Glass.
I don't know. Math is technically permanent, right?
Yeah, but it adapts. It grows.
Well, yeah, but Minecraft adapts and grows.
To a point it will.
But he's asking for reasons not. You can't just. So I'm saying, you got to define.
It's violent.
You got to define the situation before you can make the negatives.
You got to kill things in it. It's an unrealistic presentation of farming. Bad for farmers.
Bad for farmers.
It inspires arachnophobia in people.
there you go.
Zombies are...
There you go. Maybe some kids don't like spiders, and now they're forced to play a game that has spiders in it.
Zombies are arcane and negative and pagan, so you're letting Satan into your classroom when you play a game with zombies in it.
Yeah. And of course, Redstone, I mean, that's probably, to me, the most valuable thing to be learned is engineering and electricity. And, I mean, because it emulates what really happens in the real world.
Well, okay, and that's a good point. It emulates, but it's not actually all accurate, right?
No, but it's...
So
it's,
maybe you're over. It's close you're teaching enough. The wrong thing. Yeah. We're trying to give negatives, Eric.
Yeah.
You gotta figure out what we're doing here. We're trying to give negatives. So
like,
if you keep
busting
our
water negatives, doesn't really flow like it does in my
There you
right.
go. Perfect.
It teaches
Perfect.
You bad engineering.
There you go.
Teaches you bad stuff.
Bad physics, right? It doesn't really teach you physics.
Yeah.
Because the velocity of a gravel block doesn't match.
I thought you were
going
to go with the pigeon.
The
or
pigeons?
Something. The European
European
dove?
Lava was it? Bat. Yeah. Well, they wouldn't know that. In Sweden, they don't have birds over there.
That's true. That's right. And since they don't have birds, it could be...
It could be
anyway, so...
There you
I
go.
I think we've given you enough reasons... To not play Minecraft or school or teach it or something. We don't agree with any of them, but let us know which ones you chose and used and how the debate went. We want to hear more.
So the next one is from DaPixel Wizard. He says, is it bad that when I go to the start menu on my computer and search Minecraft, 5,469 results are found? P.S. This is not a joke. This is actually how many results come up.
On
no.
his computer?
No. I'm okay with that.
So, he's got a lot of file names with Minecraft in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Mm.
Why? he might collect Minecraft images, Minecraft videos.
But they all say Minecraft in the image?
It might be indexing. He might just have a really good indexer.
Yeah. Wow, he does. Your index is pretty awesome, dude.
So how many files do you have on your computer with Minecraft in it, Chris?
65. I don't know. Hang on, let me see.
It's gonna crash. I would do it, but it's gonna crash.
On this computer that I am sitting on, and this is not my full time computer, I get 1,816 files.
3,894.
What?
Yeah, I don't. It's weird.
Okay, I have to do it. All right, 92.
Well, you're lame.
Well, this isn't a gaming computer either, so 92 is actually a lot for a non-gaming computer.
4,303.
Wow!
What?
High score, you get the win.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Congratulations, Brent.
But it's coming up with all the DAT and CFG files for Direwolf, so...
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Curse client has a lot.
You are a winner.
Okay. So we got another one. This is from Swamp. Hey, Brent, Eric, and Wes, I just wanted to thank you for your comments on bullying and whatnot on the Mindcrack podcast. As an eighth grader who has this problem majorly a couple years ago, it really put perspective on the whole thing. If it wasn't being yelled at by dad or pressured by mom, I was being attacked verbally and sometimes physically at school. I started calling them out and just generally not giving a hoot, and that proved effective. Like my Valentine was a quarterback of our football team, jokingly, of course. Again, thank you very much. Well, if you listen to the Mindcrack podcast, basically what happened was somebody made a comment that people might be taking like cyberbullying too seriously, and I don't, and my point was that I don't think you can. Like when we were kids, you could go home to get away from your bullies. Now your bullies are on Facebook and Twitter, and they follow you home. So I think there's an interesting discussion there. If you get a chance, check out the Mindcrack podcast that we were on. But yeah, we don't take it lightly.
Yeah, and Ben wanted to say something about it too.
Okay.
Personally, I'm bullied a little bit at school. Of course, it's elementary, so it's not as worse as like middle school and high school, which can be really bad. But I think there should at least be a tiny law about like in schools must have a rule to have like someone be watching out for bullying, like someone in the class or the hallways.
Having someone watch, I think the teachers should be watching for that. But right. I think problem really right now in school is they have to watch over so many kids that they can't always focus on that. One thing, if you go to bullying.org, which is a link they had in that video we were talking about at some point by Shane Coizan. I think. There's some really good, if you go to the FAQ there's some really good ideas on how to kind of combat bullying. And some of the ones that I thought were really good is be brave. Like a lot of times bullies, you know, they'll back down when you act brave. Don't act like it's bothering you. You know, the other one I liked was if you see someone getting bullied, go up to the person who's getting bullied and ask them a question and then say, hey, can you help me find something? And walk off with them. Give them an out to get out of the situation, because that's a lot of it. It's just getting away from it. And then also, don't be afraid to tell someone. It's not tattling. I know a lot of people are worried to become a tattletale. The difference between, you know, telling when there's a situation is when it's affecting you like that and a tattletale is when you're just trying to get someone else in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big difference between letting someone know when you're getting bullied or if someone, you know, hits you or something like that. So don't be afraid to tell someone, especially your parents. Like, your parents are there to protect you, and your parents will look out for you. But you've got to let them know. And don't be scared to let them know. They're not going to think less of you. They're not going to think anything bad about you at all. They're not going to make the situation worse for you. They're going to help you out, and they are going to figure out how to make it stop.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's thank good. You.
Good discussion there.
This next one here is from Commodore. Hey, I am a 16-year-old listener to your podcast. I've been listening for almost a year and a half, I think. I also enjoy Core Elements. I'm writing to say thanks. As a student, I have always had a hard time fitting in with my peers. Obviously, the fact that I choose to spend my time listening to gaming podcasts probably didn't help, but I wanted to say thank you. I am now homeschooled, which has helped a lot, but during the past few years, there were some very dark times. Your shows really helped. In the past month or so, I have taken a hiatus from listening to your excellent shows, but due to a new crisis in my life, I have been welcomed back to one of the best shows on the interwebs. Thanks for doing what you do, and I want you to know that it means a lot to some of us.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, totally awesome.
We get an email like this every once in a while that is just really cool. Like, we back in the old Control Point days, there are people who are now adults, like going to college, who were listening to Control Point when they were in high school, and were like, you know, there was some bad stuff going on, and I could always listen to your show, and it would cheer me up and give me a laugh, and it meant a lot to me, and I really appreciate you guys being there for when I was growing up. And that, it's really touching. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Elvis.
Do you have another call for us?
Nope. Not in this segment.
Okay.
Next one, though. The one that goes something like this. Hit it.
Excavation station.
Yes, sir. It's that time again where we discuss the excellent ideas that you have for the game. As if you're Jeb or Dinnerbone yourself, and you're going to sit there in front of Eclipse and start coding away in Java. Went a little far on that one. And so let's bust it out with a call.
Do we have, before we go to that call.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm jumping ahead.
Do you want to talk about our sponsor for this segment?
We do. Excellent Netflix, where you can watch all kinds of cool stuff.
Yep.
Streaming to your iPhones, iPads, Nexuses.
Your
Roku box, your PS3, your Wii, your TV, your smart TV, your computer, your web browser, straight into your brain. So if you go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, go and grab a free month trial on us. It does us great. It does you even greater because you get a ton of stuff you can just watch. And
just to keep with our kind of theme that's been going through some of these calls, they have a awesome documentary. I haven't seen it, but I say awesome because even Rotten Tomatoes gave it 86%. Is Bully? Released in 2012. So go check it out. They follow five different families whose children are being bullied. So
nice.
And I watched Ghost Protocol this week. I hadn't seen it. You can watch Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh, yeah.
On Netflix right now.
And a sneaky daffodil started watching Psych on Wes's recommendation. Even though they're only in a few episodes in, they love it.
To death.
To death.
Notice it says, I'm loving it to death.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Too much love.
I was rotoscoping thousands of frames for this video that I'm working on. It's real mundane and really boring. It's non-creative work to the maximum. And so on my left monitor, I had nothing but a stand-up comedy from Netflix. I just went one after the other. They're about an hour apiece, and you can listen, and you don't have to watch. You can do other stuff. So, like, I've just, like, 8 hours of stand-up comedy on Netflix while I was working. So, you know, Netflix. And, again, netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
And here we have a call. Eric, you want to play that?
We do. Here it is.
I have a suggestion for X-ray station. Well, how about like having elemental swords? Like you would have marble, and you would get marble and vines to make a forest sword. And you'd have to craft the hilt and the blade separately. You craft them together, and maybe they would have special effects. So, bye.
What do you think, Chris?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Elemental swords.
Yeah.
Elemental swords.
Sounds pretty epic.
What about them?
I don't know. I do like the idea of crafting a fire sword and an ice sword and stuff like that. That's appealing to me.
What do you think,
Fire Ben? Sword could take out, water spirit type stuff.
Yeah.
If they had those in. It'd be easier to kill squid with a fire sword.
Huh. Underwater?
Yeah.
Never know.
Hmm. Okay.
It seems a little iffy to me. It seems a little more like fitting for a mod. It doesn't seem like it would be in Minecraft. It doesn't seem like it fits well.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it fits well. I think it...
Ben gives it a little buzzer.
I think we already have sword enchantments. So I kind of feel like... I understand, an elemental sword would be like, a sword that's on fire would be the fire sword, and but
what does Notch think about it?
Worst idea ever.
Well, no, just won't go that far.
He's kind of harsh.
Not that bad.
He's a little harsh, Notch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Chris, have you got any things that you want in the game?
It's been mentioned before, but I'll bring it up again. Player friends list and a way to sort servers in your menu.
Yeah.
Oh. So friends list, so we talked to Molstam about that ages ago on the show, and it seems like everybody at Mojang wants to do it, but they just haven't done it yet,
Yeah.
We all want it. I don't know.
I'm kind of surprised it isn't a mod that's come out yet.
I can't remember if that's in the Curse client yet or not. I thought it was supposed to be. Someone should check that out.
Oh, yeah?
But you have to have the Curse client, of course. But then you'd see your friends.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So you basically want to be able to see... I guess I could see a Steam, right?
And Ben says there is a mod out there for it.
So. Oh, there is a mod.
So search for a mod.
Oh. Okay. So... So I want to see if they're online, offline. I want to see where they're playing. I want to be able to talk to them anywhere they are. That kind of list. Just like Steam, I think would be perfect.
Right.
Something like that.
Sounds good.
Cool.
So, what's next here?
You want to do
lifetime mode?
This was submitted by Chas Bones and Unicorn. So it took two people, I think, or either that's a long name. I'm not sure. They want the lifetime mode would be like hardcore, but it would only last a lifetime, 360 real days.
Whoa.
Or should that be year time?
365.
Anyway, small child, taking a long time to do anything. I guess these are like...
You have phases of your life, I guess.
Yeah, so the first phase would be a small child taking a long time to do anything, but needing less food and having more energy. Later, your strength would change based on your age, increasing to maximum when you reach your teens and decreasing from 40 to 70. Wow, that's so depressing. On the 360th day, you would die. A score would be calculated depending on your actions in the game. That score determines the item you are given when you reincarnate as a baby.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
I kind of like this idea, yeah. Sort of. Like, I think there's a nugget here that could be formed into a really cool mode. I mean, because, like, think about it. If there was some kind of 360 days or some kind of time limit, well, now maybe there's an item that you could find in the game that would extend that, you know?
Yeah.
But now you have a way to kind of get a Minecraft score.
Yeah, okay.
That is relative.
So could you shorten your lifespan? Like, say you pick up smoking. Bad habit. Shouldn't do right. It, right? It shortens your lifespan. Like, I mean, does that knock off 20 years, maybe?
Maybe every time you die, it knocks off a year.
Eat too many pork chops?
Yeah, if you eat wrong, right? You got to eat right. You got to be healthy.
Eat the right foods and you live longer?
Yeah. I like this. So
Ben
if you
says diseases and stuff.
Yeah, I've always voted yes for diseases in Minecraft. But you know, if you think about the world as it's kind of a world generator or world simulator. You know, you got day, night, you got mountains, you got all the stuff that's generated.
Colorado.
Colorado?
Mountains and
oh yeah, yeah. But no life generator. So I think it would fit well. And especially being a mode, cuz that not everybody wants that, so. Very cool. I give it a ding. Where's the ding? Give it some dings. There you go.
I give it a meh.
You give it a meh?
Meh.
Okay.
See, I don't have a meh. Like.
But either not.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
We have that.
Either loves it or hates it.
Or
sure, I kind of like that.
And yeah. That's a little too positive. Like, that's the medium, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes straight to.
Worst idea ever.
I know.
Yeah, that's where he gets angry.
I'm just meh.
So maybe from now on, the man will be
meh.
Kind of sounds like a man.
Yeah.
So next is catch. And this was submitted by Koshal. I think that if you block an arrow right when it hits you, it would do no damage, and the arrow that was shot at you would go into your inventory.
I think only if you are wearing a ninja avatar.
Yes, I like that exception.
What do you think, Chris?
I think the ninja avatar would definitely be the positive thing.
Ding, ding, ding.
Then you could sneak around mobs, too.
Nice. Speaking of mobs, here's another call-in about mobs. Oh, wait. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, take that.
Hey, good workers.
Hey.
I've got an idea for excavation station. I believe you should be able to mark off areas so certain mobs cannot get in or out. Thefts have become a pain in the arse lately. All right, bye.
All right. No, that was a good idea.
I kind of creeped out about that call.
What do you guys think about that idea?
I think a redstone electrified fence would be a good idea.
Yes.
What do you think? It would be kind of like a cactus.
And that like a necklace that you wear, right? Put it on them, and they can't pass. Like you put down beacons, yeah, and their head explodes when they pass by.
What was that movie?
I don't remember.
Where they blew everybody's heads off.
Yeah. Was it? It was on Mars, I think. Right.
don't know.
I forget. Anyway, everybody listening to this knows except for us.
Nobody listening to this knows.
Oh, sorry. It was a dream once I had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Possibly. Yeah, the crickets love that idea.
I think there's some potential there. I think designing an electric fence would not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
I get very frustrated that there's really not any way to keep spiders out of anything.
Oh, was it Running Man?
They did it with Running Man, but there was another one too.
Yeah, okay. It was a sci-fi with somebody in it.
Yeah, and they did it in the Golden Torque. Do you remember that series?
The Golden Torque?
Yeah, the one where the time travelers went back in time and found out that human beings in their past had been enslaved by an alien race.
Do I remember that one?
Absolutely not.
That's a good book.
No
should,
clue.
Should have read it.
I think it's a book.
Julian May, I think, wrote those books.
All right. Well, that was a weird one.
That was a weird one.
Here's one about new mobs. This one's relevant and timely.
Hi, this is ShadowGamerXT101 here with an idea for Excavation Station. My idea is basically some of the hosts from the Chat Podcast will have their own mobs in the game right now. Like Eric Fulton, if you ever see him, and you can chase him down, and he'll give you a diamond. But the bad thing about this is you have to protect him as well. Wes Wilson, he'll give you a skateboard. And Brent Copeland will just be filling out beaches. Bye.
You're doing Wes's job. You're doing Wes's job. That's awesome.
Yeah, get to work. Get to work, Brenty Jones.
I was out there skating.
I'm skating, just like the video.
Absolutely not.
Yes, that's a great idea.
And apparently I'm just trying not to die and drop my diamonds.
Yeah.
And I'm filling in beaches.
Yes, get to work.
Yep.
Fix the mess you have made, sir.
Huh. <Yeah. laughs> So we've got another idea here. More realistic smelting times. And this was submitted by Iron Waffle. Currently, burning logs give you 1.5 smelts.
Is that a unit of measurement?
In Minecraft.
This is smelts. 3 smelts long.
And burning wood planks also gives you 1.5 smelts.
4 smelts.
Logs should burn 6 smelts to equal the amount you would get when burning planks that it can turn into, or maybe slightly less to make you suffer because you're too lazy to turn logs into planks.
I think your assessment of smelt as a unit of measurement is flawed.
Smelt. What do you think, Chris?
I think Notch needs to chime in on that one.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Jesus.
What? He's just very quick about it.
I can't.
Speak, Notch.
You know, I can't put words into his mouth.
That's right. He had his mind made up.
Yeah. Firefox awesome. In the chat room says, all the smelts.
All the smelts.
Okay, so Arcade Fired wants extreme biomes. They think it's about time for a biome update. Each biome in the game would get an extreme version that would have a chance to spawn in place of it. So, for example, a tundra might spawn as an Arctic wasteland. What are your thoughts, Chris?
You got a Chris first.
Well, I mean, they have that in Feed the Beasts. Putting it in vanilla Minecraft is just, I don't know.
Here's my issue with biomes. Like, I don't get that far away from where I start building. Like, the 5 biomes around me is about what I see. So it's like, if I get some horrible biome, well, then maybe I have to move off it and go somewhere else. So maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I don't know. More of a reason to start a new world, maybe to get
maybe
to
you just
find
need,
these
maybe at
biomes.
The beginning of the game, you just roll a die, and if you get a 20, you're dead. Maybe that's just what you should do at the beginning of each game. Just have
instead of more diverse biomes. I want more stuff in the biomes to make me want to go to a different biomes. Like, I think jungles was kind of a good start at that.
There's good stuff in jungles.
Right. Yeah. And now I really want to go find a jungle a lot of times to get the trees, to get the vines, to get the cat, to get, you know, cocoa bean. I mean, there's so much stuff there. So start filling out the different biomes with unique items that you can only get in those biomes. And it creates a reason for us to go there.
Yeah.
Well, what about a way to change a biome? You know?
Terraforming?
Like some sort of like magical item or something. I mean, I guess it's more like FTB or more of a mod thing, but like, I changed this desert to an ice land. Poof.
So what do you think about that, Ben? Ben's chiming in. No, go for it. No, you're going to press it. You can get... There you go. Hate your idea, Eric. Sorry. So.
We got two more calls.
Absolutely not.
Two more calls.
Yeah, we got two more.
Sorry, Notch. We're going to take them anyway.
All right, here's one about source blocks.
Hey, guys. Love the shaft. If you guys got anything going on, I just wanted to say this as... I forget the name. It's been a while since I got my phone as all the shop went. But anyways, I just wanted to say they need to make a mod where you can have, like, lava and water, but, like, lava and water, like, if you do it right, you don't need to destroy the source block to create obsidian. Thanks. Bye.
Huh. I wonder why we don't take more calls. What do you think, Chris?
I knew that was happening.
Yeah, I saw that coming too.
Give us your words of wisdom. If you have
any. Calls?
No more calls. So, the source block, so basically don't make it to where if you remove the source block, everything goes away. Is that basically what's happening?
I zoned out at, I forgot what I was going to say, I believe it was.
That turned my brain off, too. I went,
But let's talk about that. So, lava, they're source blocks. Once you use them up, they're gone. Is that a good thing, bad thing? Should lava be self-plentishing? Like, if you've got a source of lava, should you be able to turn maybe the non-source blocks into obsidian? So you always have a way to make obsidian and...
I think it's part of the fun having source blocks. You know, it's part of the strategy.
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be too easy and I don't know.
Yeah
but I mean,
yeah, Ben says that it'd take away the challenge.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm 50-50.
Ben's taking over the soundboard. It's crickets. Little crickets on that one. Okay, speaking of.
One last call?
Oh, yeah, one last call.
You know, this is going to be a winner. They all have been so far.
Chicken dinner.
All right, here's the last one.
Hey, this is HowToGamerXT101 here for an idea for Extra Excavation Station on my birthday, no less, January 17th. Well, here's my idea for it. My idea is basically more like types of villages. Like, I'm talking about, you guys had a good idea at the factual things, but I don't think you can really do that unless you just make it biome-specific factions. Like, in the jungle, you'll find, like, jungle villages, which would really attack you. In the winter, you find, like, Eskimos. And normally, you just find normal villagers who are just peaceful. And in the desert, you find Egyptians who steal your food. Well, that's my idea. ShadowGamerXT101, signing out. GG.
So, Chris, explain to me why you think that the people in the jungle would attack you.
Because they have pent-up rage from never seeing the sky. I don't know.
I don't know.
This is great. This is perfect. Egyptians that steal all your stuff. I think it's perfect. It totally fits. Like, there's no reason why not to have a generic villager that lives everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I do like biome-specific villages. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'd like biome-specific villagers, but I don't like biome-specific stereotypes. I think that's a bad place to go.
So no thieving in Japan.
I think you could... I think villagers within themselves, that community, you can make hate you or like you depending on what you do around them. But I think putting in the game already an attitude... it's getting too much like Star Wars, you know.
We don't need stereotypes or anything. But
and if you're in the snow village, all the villagers are wearing parkas, you know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, building igloos.
Yeah,
because it makes sense.
And they'll sell you seal oil.
I don't know. They put seals in,
you know, and maybe all the maybe there'll be, you know, the villagers will have camel farms in the desert.
Yeah, the jungle dudes could be like face paint or masks or something, you know, tribal just for fun.
Yeah.
Wearing like leaf shorts.
In like the grass plains and stuff, they can have like cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Cowboys and aliens.
Like
cowboys and aliens.
Like spitting in a and add the spittoon in there.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah. That'd be good. I like that.
I think we went off track there. So you want to press that button right there?
And the chat room's been talking about the Fire Nation. So there you go. We'll divide up all the biomes into like the races from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
There you go. One last one. Ben's got a excavation station idea. Now talk loud into the mic.
I think maybe I think this is more fits as a mod. But I don't really know. Maybe more like space things. I don't mean like rocket ships, but I mean like sometimes you have a rare chance of seeing a certain real life constellation or planets. Just as like a sightseer, if you like on fancy mode, you can see planets and constellations.
Or like a big meteor.
Maybe.
Ooh.
See how I tied that in?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
And it can hit the Russian villagers.
Russian village.
Everything was peaceful in the snow biome until the Creeper Nation attacked.
Oh yeah, creepers come
out. I like that.
So there you go. What do you think, Notch?
Absolutely.
There we go.
He loves it.
You heard it there. So now,
brown cow. Yes.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Intense. Intense. It's very...
When did you become an evil mastermind,
man? I thought he was a wombat.
So, Sightings is sponsored by MC Pro Hosting, the number one donor for the Minecraft Marathon this weekend. And you can go to mcprohosting.com, and if you use the code SHAFTPODCAST, you will get 15% off of your order from them if you're interested in getting a Minecraft server. There are links to this in the show notes. You can go and take a peek, mcprohosting.com, the number one donor.
And if you're listening to this via iTunes, this file, this MP3 you're listening to right now is hosted on MC Pro Hosting.
That's right. We couldn't do this show without him.
Mm-hmm.
So, this first link here is the Mojang building competition that FOM hosted, and it's a contest based on the themes being used by the programmers, and over on his Tumblr, he provides the results along with a URL to download the world with all the builds on it. All the builds.
All the builds.
All the builds. What do you think about that, Chris?
Fancy.
I think that's worth 12 smelts.
Our smelt got a little maybe prize even 13. Here. Our smelt got most appetizing from his pizza build.
I don't really.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Most appetizing thing in a video game.
Yeah. Okay,
absolutely.
This last one was submitted enthusiastically by that Alice, and it's Pam's mods. Some Minecrafters just want to be farmers, and that Alice is one of those peeps. So much so, in fact, that she's been wishing Pam's Mods by Matrix's Vigil was included in Feed the Beast. Amongst the featured mods is Harvest Craft, which adds over 100 new foods and recipes using new cooking implements. What do you think about that, Chris?
I knew that was coming. I think she just wants to farm too much, so she's doing the true Canadian way.
Yeah.
True Canadian.
That's a lot of farming. I got to say, I wouldn't be too excited about it because I don't farm. I know Wes farms.
Yeah. I mean, there's some cool stuff there. It depends on what you're in the mood for. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's the whole Thomcraft thing. I mean, that's just this whole side dealy bob, you know?
Yeah. My thing with the food is the food needs to be more something. Like, why do I have 10 different things that give me a heart or two? Like it needs to be having more purposeful.
Yeah. Well, like, I hate getting Minecraft. I purposely try to find a village so I don't have to farm.
There you go. Steal their wheat and sell it back to them for emeralds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's my thing.
You
it's like
monster.
I am a monster. I would like maybe some foods that keep you full health longer or something. Keep you satiated.
And like
satiated.
So like Chinese food would make you like hungry real fast. Wow. After eating it.
Well, only if you go into the rice.
Hey,
biome.
I didn't attack the people. I attacked the food. Really? And by the way, I love Chinese food. So anyway,
weird.
And the Egyptian food.
Then you'd be hungry 15 minutes later.
Yeah. Egyptian food steals your appetite. So you're very
stop
full.
It.
So
no, we got to stop that that's Egyptian thing. I've been trying to like move on from the Egyptian thing
for at least a week now.
at least 72
absolutely
hours.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on, Notch, let me, brother. So. What we're saying is food. If you want more of it, install Pam's mods. We'll link to it in the show notes. This other one here is a video, and it's the TV static effect using custom spawners. So, you know how every now and then you'll watch a video of someone doing something in Minecraft, and you'll think to yourself, okay, that was kind of cool, but why do it in the first place? This is one such video. Nevertheless, it's apparently impressed Seth Bling. Hi folks, I'm Adam. Had the idea of simulating the snow effect you get on the TV using a custom spawners to do it. Yes.
That's really weird.
It is really weird. Yeah. It's all done in game. It's like, I don't understand. I watched the video too and I don't even understand it.
So basically it's a spawner array that makes a giant TV look like it has static on it.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Weird.
And a remote.
And a remote.
That is really cool.
Okay.
Thumbs up.
So there you have it.
There it is.
Thumbs up.
It's just what you always wanted. And then Adventure Time! Out of nowhere, suddenly, Adventure Time.
Yeah, watch the video to the end.
Adventure Time.
So,
Chris, do you have any links or anything you want us to put in signings this week? I know she didn't put it in the show notes, but we'll do it anyway. We love you that much.
I saw this pretty awesome video come out on Friday. I think you might have heard of it. Galel.
Yeah, we're going to have to beat Astra for that one, aren't we?
Yes.
Why was that in the show notes? I don't think Astra's even seen it.
I don't think he has either.
What's up? So Galel 2, actually it's Lost Diamonds of Galel.
Yeah.
Not Galel 2.
You have to watch the video to see if we found him or not.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And play the map yourself. The map is released, and we made a forum post on the Minecraft forums, as well as an entry on planetminecraft.com.
Yep.
And you can play this glorious map.
And it is glorious.
It's filled with emotion.
And if you do a playthrough with your friends, record it, be silly, post it to YouTube as a video response to Lost Diamonds of Galel, and we'll accept it.
And maybe don't be silly. Maybe it's a drama in your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Make it nice and dramatic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Make it sci-fi somehow.
Oh, sci-fi.
And we have ideas for part 3.
But if we stick at 3,000 views on 2, don't expect a 3. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put up some more Feed the Beast.
Hey, we give you what you want to watch. Yeah. If you don't want to watch Galel, we'll give you more Galel. I mean,
the comments are all great, but then periodically there'll be one like, hey, I was all excited because there's a new DWP video, and then I noticed it was Galel.
Okay, so I want to comment on this. I almost commented on one. It, like, normally I just let the comments roll off my back. I'm like, blah. But there was one in there that was like, it was Galel, and then I just knew it was going to be 15 minutes of Brother. And I'm like, really? Like, do you go watch the Three Stooges and go, oh, God, they're going to do that pokey thing in the eye again? It is. That's what Galel is. So if you don't like it, then don't click on the link. And then don't comment on it. It just shows your stupidity.
But give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, because evidently it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, and I joked back, and I wrote back, I know, right? Like, it's too soon. It's only been a little over a year since the last one.
Yeah.
So just wait for the Galel cooking show. It's coming.
Yeah.
Put that nugget out there.
That's right.
Absolutely not.
No. No. Okay, so that leads us to this next section where it starts with Wes knocking on something and then us following it up acting like there's a janitor coming to clean our room.
Housekeeping!
Whoa, they just busted in. No knocks or nothing.
Just knock on the door next time.
Housekeeping! Get the monarch here!
Yikes.
Sounds like she's been smoking a little.
Matt had to clean under the table. Notch has been under there. He did something weird, so if you could sweep under there a little bit.
Would you like a mint for your pillow?
Sure, I kind of like that.
There you go.
So, housekeeping. Go watch Galel. Come to Play On Con. At PAX East, we're going to be there. Thanks to you, listeners and the sponsors and Silver Minnow and Grand Rivers and all the other glorious people who donated for the chip-in. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. So we're going to be there. And come meet us. Our panel is going to be on Friday night in the Naga Theater currently. If that changes, we will tweet it and let it know. So follow me on Twitter. That's at Brent Copeland. And did I mention come meet us? And we'll film stuff together.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be glorious.
I'm kind of excited. I'm looking forward to PAX. The Gamers with Jobs people are going to be there. We should go to the Gamers with Jobs meetup.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And meet all those guys.
Finally meet them. Yeah. Wow. After all these years.
And then, God, tons of people are coming to PAX.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting. Going to see Aleph Null there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Firefox.
Yep.
Firefox.
Paul Soares.
Is he confirmed?
Oh, I thought. No.
Good.
Good.
Pause.
Good is pause for sure.
They might even be with us when we do the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Is Wolf going?
Aurelion. Wolf and Aurelion are going.
Oh, okay. Aurelion. Cool.
Yep.
Nice. We could just make up a bunch of names, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Notch.
Popita.
Popita.
Pope.
Ethos gone. He's going to show his face.
Is that the Pope Eater?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seth Bling.
Notch is confirmed he's going to be on our panel. So
Phil,
be sure
Phil Toast is going.
Phil Toast.
Yeah.
Toby Turner. Sky Does Minecraft. Everybody
it's
from
Yogscast. It's in Boston. So
we're
if
just
anywhere
making
near
up
Boston,
stuff.
And if you don't have tickets yet, just come on by. We'll set up a time where we'll all go out and grab some munchies.
Yes. Munchies.
Or play in a park or something. Maybe
some
jump
munchkins.
In the bay there. Swim like polar bears.
Isn't it like poisonous?
Eat egg rolls.
Isn't it like poisonous? Like the poisonous waters of Galel?
Eh, whatever. So, shout outs. Deadworkers.com. Go there. Chris, where should people go to find you?
YouTube or Twitter, which are both above my head.
And okay. Which, if you're not watching live, it's ChrisW2K5 on YouTube or Chris_W_2K5 on Twitter.
On the Twitters.
On the tweets.
Tweets. And what's your Twitch?
Chris_W_2K5.
I love how you made it so easy for people to remember.
I know. You just search for the same name everywhere and you get me.
Excellent.
So once again, we've wasted an hour of your week. And we appreciate it.
It has been a fun time. Gentlemen.
It has been a fun time.
It is kind of sad, too, to know that this is the last Shaft episode we're ever going to record.
I know. It's a shame.
In February?
Yeah. This week.
So, yeah, remember, March Madness. We will be doing the show Friday at like 9 or 10 or something central. It'll be late. And then we'll be starting a new show.
Yeah, it might have like a different feel to it, too, right? It's Friday night. You know, instead of Sunday. Like, I literally wake up and drive to the studio on Sunday. I'm like still groggy a little bit.
And big old,
but like on Fridays,
big old happy birthdays to Ben, who's in the studio.
Woohoo!
Everybody wish him happy birthday in the chat room.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate you coming down here and spending your hour with us.
Awesome.
And a big thank you to Mr. Langford for bringing you down here.
Excellent. Oh, no, he's on camera. So, yeah, we are just talking away here, waiting for the song to end. That's right. What are you going to do tonight, Chris?
Might hop on Feed the Beast. I'm actually thinking about taking a few things and going starting over new on the Block Party server.
Oh yeah. Find a new location to make Canadaville too.
Yep. Oh, maybe help Alice build a Tim Hortons there before I leave.
Ooh, Tim Hortons is delicious.
I want to do something with bees. Somebody needs to teach me the bees.
The birds bees and the bees? Too.
Just the bees. I know all about the birds. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's delightful.
That is delightful. It is so delightful that...
And you know what? I bet he's not even going to push the button at the right time.
Penguins. Penguins. You heard it here first, folks.
I bet
Penguins.
He's just going to let that go right by because he's sitting there talking with Ben.
That's true.
And it's just going to go right by and he's going to...
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Okay. Well, you've now been on the show, so now you get to be on the...
Oh, my God, it's about to end.
Add it to the...
we'll see you all next week.
The Block Party.
Woo!
Next week.
The weirdest outro we've ever done.
I know.
Next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with The Shaft.